This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by a new natural product from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response: elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is an all-natural, science-based formula and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking to Jim LaValle. He's a clinical pharmacist. He's one of America's foremost integrative pharmacists. He's also a board-certified clinical nutritionist, and he's an expert on immune health, and immune health is on our minds these days. We were just talking about the immune benefits of aged garlic extract in part one, but Wakanaga, the company that makes Kyolic aged garlic extract, makes a whole host of products. Kyolic 100, 101, 103, Kyolic Reserve. If you're looking for cardiovascular protection and or immune support, where do you go?
Well, it's a great question. I think it's kind of a personal practitioner preference. You know, I think I like the Reserve personally.
Me too. I will tell you.
That's my favorite. That's what I go to.
And that's what I take myself. And I think it really delivers, it's a little more expensive. It's a more of a premium product, but it delivers right. The highest amount of aged garlic extract per capsule. And, so personally for me, for prevention, I take one twice daily, every day. I don't go a day with that. In fact, I just got my shipment of it. But for patients with cardiovascular disease, maybe perhaps someone has hypertension or has some, you know, has had a stent, you know, they're really at high risk. Maybe they have diabetes.
Sure.
I might say take two twice daily. So I have them on that regimen. The 2400 seems to be doing, some more heavy lifting against, cardiometabolic problems.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and the last study that was done on gingivitis, where they actually had people with gingivitis measured, how bloody their gums were and, you know, had other markers related to that. They gave them 3.6 grams a day of aged garlic extract.
So
they even went up another 3,600 range.
Right.
Yeah, 3,600 milligrams.
Which is a risk factor, by the way, for cardiovascular disease, the periodontal disease, right?
Exactly. Wow. And what they showed, just by taking aged garlic extract, the significant difference and gum bleeding and inflammation in the gums. So the periodontal disease went down dramatically in those folks. So another interesting reason as to why aged garlic extract may have its benefit is that it, you know, you have all this even oral protection that occurs when you take aged garlic extract. So, you know, and other things people can do, like if they're concerned about their blood pressure, they got a good blood pressure product. If it's just starting to go up, say you're I think people, once they're at 130 over 90 and they've gained a little bit of weight, you know, they're already showing they're a little insulin resistant. The vessels are getting a little stiff. Mm-hmm. Start getting on something right away, along with changing your diet and exercising, you know, so the blood pressure product can work well. A lot of people are big fans of their immune, formula. And certainly my advice to them would be, if you're going to do the immune formula, I would still add a couple extra capsules of the Kyolic Reserve, or at least the Formula 100 in addition to it, just so that during this time, because look, there's great studies on, actually they've published studies on the use of Kyolic as well as the use of their probiotic for cold and flu season. And in an elderly population, even Kyolic had a significant reduction in incidence of cold and flu. Wow. And this is the thing we got to worry about, right? Because September, October is going to come, Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about this kind of dual mode. What are we going to do with COVID plus flu? You know what? That just tells you, you know, try to pick the things that have been studied in human trials that really work on cold and flu preventatively.
It's going to be more important to prevent ordinary upper respiratory infections, you know, which we all get anyway, because in the past it'd be like, oh yeah, I got a cold, you know, I'll take some antihistamine or I'll take, you know, some decongestant and, you know, just go back to work. Not anymore, because as soon as you get, you know, a little sore throat or a sniffle, you're going to think, it's the Grim Reaper, you know, knocking at my door. And it's going to create
a lot of confusion.
And, you know, then people will be running to get, the test. And the test may take a couple of days, you know, delay time before they get the result that they're negative. And, you know, so it behooves us to really support our health against, you know, ordinary pathogens, because those pathogens aren't going to go away. It's not like coronavirus just completely supplanted every other viral organism out there.
No, it's just another one in our bag of goodies we have to be strong against, right? I mean, you know, you think about it. I've said this all along. You know, when you think of it, in general, what's happened is, because, you know, people have more food intolerances today. They're more sensitive to molds today. There's more allergies going on. It's not like we didn't identify allergies in the past, right? More people are allergic. And it's because of us. Our immune system is changing. And if we don't take care of it, it changes more rapidly because of the amount of burden that goes into our kind of neuroendocrine immune information from the environment and from what we do to ourselves, right? And yeah, you got to be ready for flu season, man. I mean, it's coming, and now we're talking about a double dipper, right? Yeah. So really, it's meaningful.
Yeah. I have a question about, you know, one of the other products made by Wakanaga. Wakanaga is a company that is very focused on aged garlic extract products. But in their product lineup, they have a product that, I've used for decades, but it's a little bit, you know, to the periphery of my radar screen, which is ModuCare. And I know that ModuCare has immune modulate. I mean, the name ModuCare means it modulates the immune system. But I'm not sure what that means in the context of, you know, say we want to prevent a viral disease. I more use it for autoimmune patients, you know, patients with lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, you know, various types
of autoimmune thyroid.
Yeah. But it doesn't have a place in the armamentarium of, you know, a couple of dozen things that we might think of for immune support.
Yeah, I think ModuCare is actually really important because, you know, when you think about how the COVID virus works, it basically, you know, the spike from the COVID virus hits your cell. You upregulate something, a protein called furin inside your cell, right?
Furin.
Mm-hmm. And furin then breaks the spike off. And then that sends the spike kind of going into the cell and triggering all these cytokines to storm. Mm-hmm. And that upregulates something called PARP. And these are basically, for lack of a better term, they're signaling substances that, hey, we're in an alarm phase. And what that does is it really drops your, NAD levels inside your cell. So you lose the ability of your mitochondria to make energy, and the mitochondria is what drives your vigilance. So the more I can keep the storm from occurring, right? The more I can keep that cytokine storm from blasting off inside my cell, the better off I'm going to be. So when you think about primary, secondary, and tertiary events that occur with COVID, right? So it's not just about, do I survive it? God, you know, let's hope that, you know, people survive once they get COVID. But it's what's the lasting effect? We're seeing circulatory problems. We're seeing all kinds of things. Fibrosis in the lungs. There's all kinds of problems.
The aftermath is something we really have to pay attention to, because thank God a lot of these people are surviving. But a very high percentage of them will survive with after effects like chronic fatigue syndrome, brain fog, neurological problems, but also lung fibrosis. It's almost like these post-Lyme disease patients, you know, the Lyme's gone, but they're devastated.
That's exactly right. And part of that is because they haven't refueled their cells with their necessary NAD, and part of it's because their immune system has now shifted to more of that SIRS kind of chronic immune response syndrome response. And so having ModuCare on board as a preventative, in my opinion, is one of the best go-tos you can do to keep your immune system, let's call it more flexible, understanding the difference between a viral attack and turning on my acquired immune defense. And so I strongly recommend ModuCare to people. As soon as this outbreak came, I started telling everybody, you know, obviously calling all our clients, all our patients, and it's like, hey, look, get on ModuCare. Great product in terms of getting the immune system right. And of course, there's other things that are important as well, but it is a really solid, and there is some evidence. There's been a few studies with it on cold and flu incidents. But it isn't an acute product. It's something you want on board, so when the buttons get pushed to your immune system, you have more ability to respond to the current stressor.
In other words, an immune system balance. It's not an immune booster. It's an immune system balance, because it's all about balance. It's not a defective immune system. There will be no vigilance, but a robust immune system with inflammation, and you've got that. The potential for cytokine storm, which is a disaster. You know, you just did a 300-person webinar. Congratulations. And it sounds like you have a really good handle on, you know, some of the different, the molecular biology of, or virology of COVID-19, you know, which you have to kind of do a deep dive on. And it gets a little technical. And I've been doing it, and it's like Chinese boxes. You just keep opening up more Chinese boxes as you look more closely. But what has that led you to favor in terms of supplements? Obviously, you know, we're talking about aged garlic extract, but you have any other favorites?
I sure do. I actually even made up a big chart for the docs that they could look at. Mm-hmm. And so here's some biggies. I really like making sure people have vitamin A on board, because nobody takes vitamin A anymore, retinal palmitate.
Yeah, people got
and
scared
vitamin
off of that
A
for
is,
some reason, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, it's one of the most important things for epithelial cell immunity. Mm-hmm. So when you think of your bronchioles of your lungs, when you think of the gut lining, when you think of your kidneys, all of these are really important. And when you get under a big duress, you start creating a lot of histamine because you're cranking your mast cells up. Yeah. And having that vitamin A on board can help to manage that. So I really like making sure people do that. When you're talking about going into more of like, hey, what do I do at the first sign of me feeling a cold or a flu?
Yeah.
Andrographis is one of the, I wrote a book called Green Immunity several years ago, a little book, but I went through, andrographis being incredibly important because even post-viral recovery of the upper respiratory tract, it was more effective head-to-head than Tamiflu. So it's a great herb. To get on as soon as you first feel it. And a lot of people were scared of giving elderberry. I saw some blogging people were like, oh my God, don't give elderberry. The reality is, if you really look through all the literature on elderberry, which I did, it's an immunomodulator for the immune system. Mm-hmm. So it does cause a reaction to start to fight the bug, but it does have immunomodulating properties, that have been shown in studies. So I don't mind people trying elderberry when they're coming down with this. I'm probably one of the biggest ones in terms of really like helping the lungs is English ivy extract. Mm, so English ivy extract is actually used in Europe quite a bit by doctors because it's a mucolytic. So it's really a strong mucolytic. It has immunomodulating properties, and it really helps people with the cough. And I've used it for, I mean, it's safe for children too. That's what's beautiful about it. And in fact, even, I mean, there's, and a lot of people don't even realize it. You can go into any pharmacy and get English IV extract.
Really?
Any
under,
pharmacy.
Under what name?
Under the brand Zarbee's. Oh. Z-A-R-B-E-E. And that's an English IV cough syrup.
Oh, wow.
But a lot of people don't know that. And, okay. And it's incredibly effective. And then I love
Hedera Helix. Hedera Helix.
Yes. Hedera. That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. That's it. And it's a fantastic lung mucolytic bronchial passage support, botanical. And of course the other standby for me on the prevention
side, this remedy is called Abrilar.
That's one of them. That's correct.
What's the one that's generally available in the U.S.?
If you just walk into any CVS pharmacy, any CVS? Walgreens pharmacy,
wow.
Zarbee's, Z-A-R-B-E-E.
Wow.
And they've got a cough syrup for adults,
okay.
And they've got the cough syrup for children, and both of them contain English IV extract. And I, you know, I used to use, like, International Therapeutics, they had an English IV syrup. Phytopharmica had an English IV syrup. Mm-hmm. That's where those are the old school kind of standbys.
Yeah.
But now there's actually several of them on the market.
Mm-hmm.
It's very effective. It's probably, I have to be honest, it is better than any cough remedy and mucolytic that I've ever used. I mean, on the prescription side, you know, there's these very strong Tussins and those kind of things.
Yeah.
But this is really, it is the exceptional remedy in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Beats the heck out of Robitussin, right?
Oh, I mean, no, it literally night and day. I mean, it's night and day difference. It's an amazing remedy, actually. I'm a huge fan of it, and I've lectured on it some, and a lot of people haven't heard about English IV extract, but the literature on it's very clear,
mm-hmm.
highly respected remedy used by physicians all throughout Europe. And so I think that's a strong one. And, you know, the other one that I think is pretty good is, like thymus extracts. So you can get the thymus gland extracts, and they provide, basically, peptides of thymus proteins that can help your T killer cells and your natural killer cells to be ready for a fight. Because you got to remember, it isn't about how many T cells you got, it's how many killer cells you got or natural killer cells. It's whether they're lazy or not.
Yep.
And so if you're eating a diet high in sugar and you're eating a diet high in saturated fat and you're not exercising, you're not getting enough sleep, you don't mature your T killer cells, and they're called adolescents, right? They just kind of hang out. They don't do what they're supposed to do. You know, they're not adults. And your T cells, that's the issue with them. So I really like thymus extracts as well. And of course, there's the standbys everybody's talking about. Yeah, you need vitamin C. Very important.
D, selenium, zinc, all
right.
The basics.
Yeah, you need those. But some of the go-to ones I'm using, like Andrographis, like English IV extract, they can really help people manage that early phase and hopefully steer them out of going deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as always, if you notice, you know, if you were infected with COVID and you notice respiratory distress, you know, seek out medical attention, but try to get on things earlier, try to do things preventatively, and you're going to go much farther.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause for a moment and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotix Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotix Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotixresearch. That's drhoffman.com/biotixresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make intelligent medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Jim Laval. You know, Jim, I'm really anxious to see the studies that will emerge in the aftermath of the COVID pandemic, which will look at levels of critical nutrients, because they have plenty of stored blood samples. You know, they've been drawing blood like crazy from people, and then they store them for the, you know, future research. You know, they may be looking for,
that's right,
you know, some miracle cure using these blood samples. But what they need to do, and they have to some extent, they've begun to do this, they've looked at levels of critical nutrients like vitamin D. They've already done a vitamin D study, which shows that a mere 4% of people with adequate vitamin D ended up, you know, in bad shape, whereas, you know, the high 20s or 30s of people with, you know, vitamin D insufficiency ended
yep.
up on ventilators. The same thing needs to be done with zinc and vitamin A and selenium.
Yes.
And on and on.
Even magnesium.
And
right?
magnesium.
Even magnesium for your bronchial capacity, right?
And,
I mean, it's a huge issue.
You know, this 35 years ago when I was in my training in the hospital, they said, look, you've got a patient on a ventilator. Patients on ventilators get tired. You know, we paralyzed their respiratory muscles, you know, with a sedative. And, you know, after days and sometimes weeks, it's very hard to wean them. So what do? You give them magnesium because magnesium helps with the, and I was like, whoa, you're actually talking about a nutrient? That's crazy, you know?
But you know what? Nobody's talking about it today.
Yeah, not enough people. I think they're...
That's right.
I think they're in crisis mode in the hospitals, and some of the better hospitals are giving patients, you know, they're saying, well, let's throw a little magnesium in the bag or some vitamin C in the bag. You know, they got IVs in, you know, in every orifice practically. So fine, you know,
right.
we'll give them some nutritional support. The ones that are, I think the doctors that are skilled and are thinking a little out of the box. So anyway, so
right.
there we have it. You know, I think the exciting news is that, and you know, at a certain point, frankly, this too shall pass, but what won't
That's
pass
right.
Is these cardiometabolic diseases. And you say you have a new book coming out on that subject, and you know the stuff
you've
written in that book is highly germane to this current crisis. But beyond that, you know, maybe 50,000, 75,000 Americans will die of coronavirus, but each year millions of Americans die due to preventable diseases that might be corrected with proper nutritional support. You know, and that's a far greater toll, and that's not going to go away.
No, it's not. And you bring up the point that I know you've been passionate about and that I'm passionate about is that, you know, at one point, and maybe this is our wake-up call. I always look for a silver lining around a dark cloud because this has been tragic for a lot of families. And really, you know, my heart goes out to them. But the reality for this is when you smoked for 40 years and you have COPD, or when you've eaten whatever you wanted to, and if you think that there's going to be a vaccine that corrects this, it's not just, am I going to get COVID? It's what other insult am I going to get that's going to put me into a state of a chronic disease or condition that then lowers my resiliency status and really takes me out of that state of readiness that my body should be in. And, you know, I just hope that this is a signal that it gets at least some people to start to say, you know what, it's time to change. You know, I got to start taking care of myself. And I know there's folks that are out there that are doing it, and I'm hoping that just more and more people do it because, you know, we've been at this now for, as you know, for 37 years for me and same thing for you, basically. And we know it's been rough riding sometimes talking about this. And I think finally, the literature is pointing at maybe we were on the right track after all, and that lifestyle does matter and nutrients matter. and exercise and rest and stress management matters. And yes, having a state of readiness for your immune system is really at the center of all of this.
I really love that term, state of health readiness. That's right. Term that you've coined, and I think it's very appropriate. And I think, you know, going forward in our individual practices, you know, you and yours in California and me here in New York, I think one of the things that we're going to be offering to patients in months to come is an immune assessment, you know, profile all the ingredients that go into resilience.
That's right.
State of health readiness, from, you know, immune parameters to metabolic parameters to endocrine parameters, because
that's right.
We're going to seek to optimize because, you know, fortunately, as they predict, you know, we're going to be wearing masks. We're going to be socially distancing. But we also want to be resistant, you know, should we come in contact with the virus. So, you know, great stuff. Let's give a shout out to the folks at Kyolic. Jim, where are Kyolic aged garlic extract supplements available?
Well, every leading health food store has got, you know, Kyolic supplements. You can obviously go to Kyolic.com. You can get information on all of their family of products at Kyolic.com. And so they're readily available. It's a matter of quick. Everybody knows how to search on the internet nowadays on your immune system. That's for sure.
And here's
so get in there and ask about Kyolic.
They're nimble. They're adapting to the new coronavirus environment. They're available at natural health retailers across the U.S. And you can call to inquire about curbside pickup. Okay.
Wow.
Lest you be locked down. And, you know, obviously you can order Kyolic aged garlic extract products through FullScript, my online dispensary. They now, I think, have them fully stocked. You know, whereas there have been some gaps, frankly, in our armamentarium. It's hard to score some zinc or some elderberry or some of the things that are more popular.
That's right.
The nutritional supplement industry is playing catch-up ball to try and accommodate the huge demand for these immune support nutrients. So that's it. Visit Kyolic.com for more information, possibly a heads up on that great study. Also for you individually, you have a website. Do you have something to share on coronavirus for our listeners?
Yeah, they can go to JimLavelle.com. They can go to MetabolicCode.com. You know, and that was the whole purpose of us creating that whole testing process, cloud-based information, is because it's basically ranking how metabolically inflamed are you, how far are you away from having resiliency and capacity, and then what do you need to do about it, right? So it's a tool that we built for practitioners to help them to be able to take, you know, hey, gee, your lipids are bad, you've got inflammatory markers like homocysteine and C-reactive protein, or maybe your insulin levels are high. Your mean platelet volume is a great marker. So the MPV value is a mm-hmm. great marker for inflammation.
Yeah, I tend to ignore that, but that actually has some, you know, I saw like, yeah, that doesn't matter. But that you can sort of read tea leaves and that has some significance.
It has a lot of, there's actually a paper that just came out on mean platelet volume being a true indicator for metaflammation in the body.
Nice.
And yeah, so that, yeah, and when, you know, when I started to look at that over the last 2 years, it really does correlate. You see people with trending high MPVs or mm-hmm. out of bounds MPVs, and you go, wow, here we go. And then I look at their lipids and go, oh, and their ApoB is high, mm-hmm. and their LPA is high, and oh my gosh, they're insulin resistant. Wow, all these things thread together and paint a picture of how far you're along that metabolic inflammatory cascade.
Jim, I thought of one other thing I wanted to ask. You seem to be into the wearables revolution, you know, sort of monitoring your performance and monitoring your health parameters through some of the new wearables.
That's right.
Could you give us just a succinct introduction to that?
Sure. I mean, I think we're finding out. And originally when wearables came out, it was like, great, I know what my heart rate is. What's that mean? Well, now what we're figuring out, and I was just at a summit, the Sparta Science Summit, and spoke on this. And the chief science officer for Whoop and the Oura Ring were both there. And it was interesting because people are now figuring out, wait a second, I drank coffee at 6 p.m. And now I wore my wearable and I see that my deep sleep went down and my REM sleep went down, or that my heart rate was up an extra 3 points, all, you know, for the next 12 hours. And so I think what we're going to start to see is this integration of to the public of understanding that your nervous system, your heart rate, your blood pressure, how you're sleeping, and your autonomic nervous system ties into that inflammatory process as well. So the wearables, I think, are going to, and now we've got the next generation or third gen wearables that actually emit various frequencies into you and then alter your nervous system's response. That's the Apollo device that's out now that actually alters the mechanics of that sympathetic dominance that a lot of people are under.
Wow. So there's a whole new frontier there. And then through artificial intelligence, machine learning.
Exactly.
We can actually begin to, cause like, you know, say, what does it mean? I'm looking at my watch. My pulse rate is up. You know, we need, apps that actually may give us feedback like, oh my goodness, looks like you're coming down with something, or maybe, you know, you're under, inordinate stress, slow down.
That's right.
You know, work on your sleep, or, you know, your blood sugar is bouncing all over the place. You know, these kinds of things.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be incredibly valuable once people begin to understand that, that, you know, hey, they have meaning and it's not just a cool thing to wear an Apple Watch.
Right. You know, it is a fashion accessory, you know, and you know, it's nice. But, I think there's going to be some, amazing applications to that. So, you know, look, always, enlightening conversation with you, Jim. And, you know, we appreciate the work you've been doing on behalf of, Wakanaga with, Kyolic. But obviously, you've got a much, much wider lens. And, you know, I always learn something with my conversations with you. And I hope our listeners do as well. So thanks so much for your contributions.
Oh, that's great. And I absolutely enjoy every time I'm on your show.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Thanks so much. Look forward to talking to you again. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, our guest, Jim Laval, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Stay well. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.